The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one and there is no other than He,' and to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. We probably heard this gospel so many times because it is at the heart of our Christian discipleship. The gospel itself provides us the way we need to love as disciples of Jesus. That is, we need to love God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. It's interesting that these four elements that the gospel give us today on how to love the Lord really deal with the most fundamental elements or factors that make us as human persons. To love the Lord with all your heart. The heart is not just the seat of feelings. It is actually the seat of the will, our capacity to act, meaning all our actions, small or big, should always be geared towards praising God. The goal is always to give glory to God. That is the heart, the seat of the will. How about the soul? The soul is that element of the human person that makes us alive. The separation between the soul and the body in the human person renders the person dead. So that is why a person is only a cadaver when the soul leaves the body. So what does it mean to love God with all our soul? It means that the very reason for our living, the very reason why we are even alive, should be the Lord. That God should be that center. How about the mind? The mind is the seat of intellect. That is our capacity to know. Our pursuit for any kind of knowledge should be, in the end, a pursuit for the truth, which is equivalent to God in the end. As Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Our capacity or our desire to know things should in the end lead us to a greater knowledge of God. And with all our strength, our strength is the one that pushes us to do and accomplish things. So you see, it really covers the whole gamut of the human person, meaning every single cell in our body, without exaggeration, should really be geared towards the glorification of God. And this is played out to us by the martyrs that we celebrate today, St. Charles Lwanga and his companions, known as the Ugandan martyrs. St. Charles Lwanga worked for most of his life in the royal household, in their kingdom. He started as a page and was promoted as the in charge of the page, and then eventually he was appointed as the chamberlain of the whole royal household. We call it the mayordomo. He was in charge of the royal household. And he knew early on that the king had a perverted sexual desires. And he protected those who were working in the royal household from these perverted desires of the king. When the king saw that he could not just manipulate them, and he knew that it's coming from their Christian faith. So the king asked them to renounce their Christian faith, and when they refused to do so, they were burned alive. They were thrown into the fiery furnace. Not just St. Charles, but the other companions that he was working with or under his care in that royal household. We see in them what the gospel today is proclaiming to us: the undivided love for God, ready to give their lives for the gospel and for the Lord. Looking at these important elements of loving in our lives, the mind, the soul, the heart, and doing it with all our strength, is there an aspect in our life that is divided because our love for God is not consistent? Looking at those aspects, do I really pursue God in the end? My ultimate goal, is my every action directed towards the glory of God? Again, this reminds me of the famous line that I always tell you from Saint Irenaeus. Saint Irenaeus said, "The glory of God is man fully alive. And we are only fully alive if we love Him with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength."